ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara on Soif, Daf Mem Amid Beis, brings a braise how Bezdin was Baidik for Chayke the Edim. And the Gemara brings Tana Rabbanon. Bezdin asks the Edim, Makirim Atem Moisai, were you Makir the Nerag, Nochri Horag, Yisrael Horag, did he kill a Yid or did he kill a guy? His Sreisim boy, Bezdin asks the Edim if they gave the Reitzeach Asra. Kibul Olav Asra, was the Reitzeach Mekabul Yer Asra? Hitter Atzmoy Lemisa, was the Reitzeach Mater Atzmoy Lemisa, when he heard that he is going to be Chayiv Misa for this Maiser Ritzicha, did he say Amen Naskin Ani Yosin, knowing that he is Chayiv Misa, Filohochi is going to kill somebody? And then Bezdin asks the Edim, Hemis Besaych Kedei Dibo, did the Reitzeach kill the Nerag Besaych Kedei Dibo of the Asro? On this halacha that the Reitzeach is only Chayiv Misa, if he's Mater Atzmoy Lemisa, if he's Mekabel the Asro, and says Amen Naskin Ani Yosin, knowing that he is Chayiv Misa, Filohochi, he is going to kill somebody, the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph asks, Min Nolan, where is the Mekar that the Reitzeach is only Chayiv Misa, if he's Mater Atzmoy Lemisa? And the Gemara brings Amar Revavite Mechizki Amar Kro, Yumas Hameis, Ad sheyater atzmei lemisa, a person is only chayiv misa if he's mater atzmei lemisa, if he's mekabel the asura, and he says I'm a naskin and yosi is going to kill somebody, knowing that bezdin is going to be mechayiv misa for this avera. There is a machlokes in the achreinim if this halacha of ad sheyater atzmei lemisa is dafka b'negeh chayiv misa. It's only when bezdin is being mechayiv misa that bezdin is only mechayiv a person misa. If when the edim gave him asura, he was mater atzmei lemisa. Or do we say it's lav dafka by chayve misa, safilo by chayve malkius? Also, agam the drosh of the Gemara was yumas hameis. It was a pasuk by chayve misa. It's lav dafka by chayve misa. But who then by chayve malkius? Also, one is not chayve malkus until he's mater atzmei the malkus. The tumim in simin lamed ches and the chuta shoni in simin yud zayin hold that there is no din mater atzmei limisa by malkus. It's dafka by chayve misa. We say there's a halacha that a person's only chayve misa if he's mater atzmei limisa. When it comes to Chayvi Malkius, afilo if a person is not Mater Atzmei LeMalkius, afilo achi is Chayvi Malkius for that very which he did bemezit. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Steichemet is Medayik from the Kesef Mishnah, Acholik, and they hold that it's Lav Davka by Chayvi Mises, who had been by Chayvi Malkius, also there's a Loch of Achiyata Atzmei LeMalkius. Bezdin is not Mechayev a person Malkius, unless when he was Mekabel the Aswa from the Edom, he said, I'm a Naskin and a Yosef, he was Mater Atzmei to the Malkius. And in such an oifin where the person was Mater Atzmei LeMalkus, then Bezdin is Mechayev Malkus. But if the person wasn't Mater Atzmei LeMalkus, then Bezdin isn't Mechayev a person Malkus. The Steichemet in Nareches Mem in Klala Meralef things in Machlikus Achreinim. If this that the Braisa brings that Bezdin asks the Edim, Kibbalav Asra, Hitter Atzmei LeMisa, is this one halacha or is it two separate halachas? Some achreinim hold this is all one halacha. The Gemara darshens yumas hameis achiyater atzmei lemisa. Included in this drosha, included in this halacha of achiyater atzmei lemisa is also that the one being over the avera, the reiterach, has to be mekabel the asra and be mater atzmei lemisa. And the steichemet brings that it's mistavet to him. He brings b'shem other achreinim that this is two separate halachas. There's one halacha that the one doing the avera has to be mekabel the asra. And there's a separate halacha of hitter atzmei lemisa, like the Gemara darshins from Yumas Hameis, achiyater atzmei lemisa. Zokt the Steichemet, one nafka mina would be lefi the shitas hatumim, the tumim and the chuta shoni hold by Chayvi Malkius. There is no halacha of achiyater atzmei lemalkus. The Gemara brought the posik dive dafka by Chayvi Mises, and it's only by Chayvi Mises that there's a halacha of achiyater atzmei lemisa. When it comes to Chayvi Malkus, there is no halacha of achiyater atzmei lemalkus. What is the halacha b'negea? Kibbal alav hasra, do we say by Chayvi Malkius also there's no halacha of Kabbalah hasra, or by even though there is no halacha of achiyater atzmei lemalkus, there's still halacha that the one being over the avera has to be mekabel the hasra. So to stay chemed, this is telling this machlokes if it's one halacha, just like we say the halacha of atchiyatavatz milamisas dafka by chayvim misas and not by chayvim malkis. Who would be chayvim malkis? There would be no halacha of kibbol lav aswa. The one being gave the avera does not have to be mekabel the aswa in order to be chayvim malkis. But if we had to say it's two separate halachas, there's one halacha of atchiyatavatz milamisas and there's another halacha included in the halacha of that one edim have to be maswa, the one being gave the avera, in order to be chayim malchus, that the one being gave the avera has to be mekabel the asro. So to stay chemed, if it's two separate halachas, even though the atchiyatavatz milamisas is dafka be chayim misas and not be chayim malchus, the halacha of kabbalas asro applies to chayim malchus also, and one is not chayim malchus unless he's mekabel the asro that the edim were maswim. There is another nafkamina which is mevuah mitoich divrei Rashi and daf peyala from the base. Rashi and daf peyala from the base is discussing the Mishnah mishalokov v'shonda, one who was over chayvim malchus three times. Bezdin machdis noisei lekipo, they lock him up in a room and they machilin noisei soim, they feed him soim ad shekrisei misparkas until he dies mitoich list that they are feeding him soim and no other foods. And Rashi in his pirush on the Gemara and divrei maschal hisubay v'shosak. In the case when the Edim gave Asro to the one being over the Avir and he was Shosak, and Rashi explained, Shehera Atzmei ki Mekabel Asro. He showed himself like he's being Mekabel the Asro, but he wasn't Mater Atzmei the Malkus Behedya. Or he was Hirkin Roshay, he nodded his head and he was Miramis that he's being Mekabel the Asro, but he wasn't Mater Atzmei the Malkus. So Rashi, Afal Pidilai Loki Ba Asrois, on these type of Asrois, the person would not get Malkus, being that he wasn't Mater Atzmei the Malkus. Mikol Mokim, there are considered asrois to machzik him into a rasha, and if he was over the avera, be mokim that he was mekabel the asra, even though he wasn't matar atzmei le malchus, he was over two times the avera in such an oifin. Now the third time he was matar atzmei le malchus, it would apply the halacha that he's considered a over vishana that bezin would be machnesim the keeper and be machilei soyim until he dies mitoich list that bezin's being meichelim soyim and no other foods, and it's mevuah from Rashi to chedushim. It's mevuah from Rashi that Shitas Rashi is by Chayvim Malkus. Also, one is only Chayvim Malkus if he's Matarats Mele Malkus. This that our Gemara Darshan's Achiyatarats Mele Mises, Lavdavka by Chayvim Mises, but also by Chayvim Malkus, there's a halacha of Achiyatarats Mele Malkus. And it's also mevuah from Rashi that this is two separate halachas. There's a halacha of Achiyatarats Mele Mises, that one is only Chayvim Mises if he's Matarats Mele Mises. There's a separate halacha of Kabbalah Sasro. And even if one is not Chayiv Malkus because he wasn't Matar Atzmei Le Malkus, still it's Mehani the Kabbalah Sa'asot Him Achzikai Rosha. And Zok Rashi and Afkamina that if he's over three times, he is Nikra Rosha and Bezman will be Machnasim Lekip and be Mechilo Yisoyim Ad Shekresim Mispakas. Akoponim Misarover Machlikis Achrenim, the Shita Satum and the Chuta Ashoni is that Ad Shiatar Atzmei Le Mises, Dafka Chayiv Mises and not Chayiv Malkus. The sheet of the Lecha Mishneh and a diak in the Lashon of the Kesef Mishneh is mashpa that it's lav dafka by Chayvim Mises and huadim by Chayvim Malkus. Also, there's a halacha of Achiyatar Atzmei Le Malkus. Misrover this teichemet brings a machlekes ha'achreinim if there's a halacha of Achiyatar Atzmei Le Miso and this that one has to be mekabel the aswa in order to be Chayvim Oynish is this one halacha or two halachas. And an afkamina, according to the sheetas that hold that Achiyatar Atzmei Le Miso is dafka by Chayvim Mises and not by Chayvim Malkus, is there still a halacha of Kabbalah sa'aswa or not? And we said, over Rashi and Daf Payala from it bases Mavur that there is a halacha of Achiyatar Atzmei Le Malkus by Chayvim Malkus. And Rashi is also Mavur that it's two separate halachas that Afilu, if Bimokim, that one was not Matar Atzmei Le Malkus, if he was Mekabel the Asro, he's still able to be Machzik himself to be a Rosha. That if he's over Vishon and then over a third time, Beznum will be Machnesim Nekipa Achikresim Misparkas. The Gemara is Mamshech with a Memram of Hanan, Eide Naira Murosa Shehuzmu. Edim who are made on a naira murosa shezinza, and these edim were nimtzu uzoimim and other edim came and said these edim are shakronim imonu a yisam b'makom pliny. And normally the halacha of edim zoimim is they get the oinish of kasha zomam lachsayis la'achiv, and over here a naira murosa shezinza is chayiv misa, these edim should be chayiv misa. So Dr. Chanan ein narogin afilu achi, these edim are not chayiv misa. And he explains the not chayiv misa mitoich sheyecholim loyma lo Israel by lo banu. Being that these Edim container, the Kavon and their Edis to be made on the Naira Murosa Shezinza wasn't to be Mechayev Hermisa. The Kavon and their Edis that they were made on the Naira Murosa Shezinza was coming La Israel Baila to come to Asa her on her husband. So being that the Kavon wasn't to be Mechayev Hermisa, there is no Kasha Zomam Lasa Isla Ochiv to be Mechayev the Naira Murosa Misa, and therefore these Edim are Ein Narogin. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim how to understand this taina that the Edom say Yechmitoich Sheichelim Leimala Israel Baila Banu and they're not coming to Mechayev and Misa. L'chayev it's still Yitzimitoich Edusim that the Naira Amirosa Shezinsa will be Chayev Skila. Tosis and Aftesa Medbeis Diver Maschel Ede is Mevua. He understood the Gemara Mitoich Sheichelim Leimala Israel Baila Banu is the Edom can claim that they did not know the Alocha that a Naira Amirosa Shezinsa is Chayev Misa. When they came to be made on the Naira Merosa Shezinsa, they were only coming to Israel by law. They did not know that a chelik of the Eidus also would be Mechayev and Misa. They didn't know this halacha, that a Naira Merosa Shezinsa is Chayev Misa. But in the case where it's Mavur that the Eidim knew the halacha, they knew that a Naira Merosa Shezinsa is Chayev Misa, the Eidim cannot say Lo Israel by law banu. They cannot say the Kavona of the Eidus was only Lo Israel by law, being that they know Mitoich Eidusam, the Naira Merosa will get killed. It's considered an Eidus to Mechayev and Misa, and there's a Kasha Zaman Lasis La'achiv, the Eidim themselves will be Chayev Misa once they are Nimtzu Zaymimin. Rebbe Chonin and Koibichum in Baba Kama, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis is Medayik from Tosis in Baba Kama, that Tosis over there is Cholik on Tosis in Sanhedrin. And Rebbe Chonin is Medayik from Tosis, it's Mevur Mitoich Divya Tosis in Baba Kama, he understood Mitoich Shechelim Loima Lo Israel Bay Lo Bonu is Afilu if the Eidim know what the Halacha is. And the Eidim know that Mitoich Eidusam, this Naira Merosa will get killed. Afidlochi, they can say that it wasn't Mitoich their Kavana that the Eidus should be accepted to the point that the Naira Merosa should get killed. The kavana in being made was Lo Israel Baila, and being that that was their kavana, there's no kasha zamam lasis la'achiv to be mechayiv the Naira Merosa Misa. Their kasha zamam lasis la'achiv was Lo Israel Baila. They did not want that the Eidus should be accepted to the point that the Naira Merosa should now get killed Mitoich Eidusam. And being that it wasn't the kavana agam that they knew the halacha that it could come out from the Eidus that the Naira Amrosa would get killed, afiluachim itoich shechelim loyma lo Israel bailo banu, these Eidim would not be chayiv misa. The Gemara asks on Rav Chanan, how can he say the Eidim are in the rogin because they can tie no itoich shechelim loyma lo Israel bailo banu? In fact, the Gemara Va'asuba, the Eidim, as part of the story that they made up that the Naira Amrosa was insa, they said also that they gave the Naira Amrosa asra. They were master that when she does this maisa's nush, she is going to be chayiv misa. And b'negeh lo Israel by lo banu, if their kavana was only to ask her on her husband, they did not have to include in the story also that they gave the isha asra. If they made up in the story also that they gave her asra, akarchach the kavana was that she should be chayiv misa. And the Gemara answers lo yasu, but the Edim never said that they gave the isha asra. They said only the isha was mezana without them giving her asra. And the Gemara asks lo yasu ba hechimiktala. If there was no Asra, the Naira Merosa is not Chayiv Misa without Asra for the Maisa's Nus. And the Gemara answers, Be'isha Chaveya, we are discussing in Isha Talmud Chacham. Ve'liba de Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, de Tanya Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, Oimer, Chaver in Tzarech Asra. The Halacha is, a Chaver does not need Asra in order to be Chayiv and Oinish. And Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda explains, Lefishlei Nitna Asra El Alahavchin Ben Shoigig Lemezid. The tachlis of Asura is to be mavchin ben shogig lemezid, to know the one being over the aveir is amazing and he is not a shogig. Umemela, when it comes to a chaver we know is amazed, we know that he knows the halacha, memela chaver ain't tzarech Asura. Toisis in Devei Maschel be'isha chaveir, on this that the Gemara is mukim the case of the Edim Naira Merosa Shezinsa not chayiv misa because they could say La Israel by Laban who is discussing in Isha chaveir. And the Isha Chaveri does not need Asra because the Nitna Asra El Al Avchim Ben Shogig Lemezit. Tosis asks, even if we're discussing an Isha Chaveri who does not need Asra because the Asra is only Nitna Al Avchim Ben Shogig Lemezit, Mikomokim, the Isha wasn't Matar Atzma Lemisa. We had the Josh of the Gemara earlier of Yumas Hameis Atchiatar Atzma Lemisa, and the Isha Chaveri was not Matar Atzma Lemisa. If there was no Asra, then the Isha wasn't Matar Atzma Lemisa. And Tosis brings two Terutzim. Tosis in his first Eretz brings V'leiboi Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda Hita Shiyatar Atzmei Lemisa. According to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, there is no halacha. He is chaylik on this halacha of Atshiyatar Atzmei Lemisa, and he holds that one is chayav misa for you without being Matar Atzmei Lemisa. And Tosis brings a second Eretz Inami Chavers Ki'ilu Hita Atzmei. Zog Tosis a chaver is choshev Ki'ilu he was Hita Atzmei Lemisa. Umemela in Isha Chaver is considered Ki'ilu Hitar Atzmei Lemisa, and that's why the Eidin Naira Merosa would have been Chayiv Misa for this that they Umemeyed that this Isha was Mezane, and it's only because they can say Mitech Shechayim Leimer Lo Yisra Abay Lo Banu, that's why Rav Chanan said that these Eidim are Ein Nerogin. In Tosfos second Teretz needs explanation. Why is it that we say a chaver is kilu hitter atzmei lemisa, even if the chaver knows the halacha? But why is a chaver considered kilu hitter atzmei lemisa, as the Maariz Chiyus asks? L'chayra atchiyater atzmei lemisa is exeris hakosav. The pasuk is exeris hakosav. One is only chayiv misa if he's matter atzmei lemisa. So why would it be that a chaver who knows the halacha doesn't have this exeris hakosav atchiyater atzmei lemisa? Why is it that Tosfos says a chaver is kilu hitter atzmei lemisa? The Achrayim ask also on Tosfos second Teretz that lechayvet the Gemara mufereshes according to Reb Yosi ben Yehuda there is no halacha v'atchiyater atzmei lemisa. According to Reb Yosi ben Yehuda, who holds hasra is only lahavchin ben shaygig lemezid, there is no halacha of kabbalas hasra and there is no halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa. The Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis is discussing whether or not a reidif needs hasra in order to, for one to kill a reidif. Does he have to first be master the reidif that he's going to kill him? And the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa, roidif shay roidif achachaveri lahargai. And somebody went over to the roidif and told him, Reisha Yisraelu ben Brisu. And he gave him asra v'atayra amru shayfich od dam ha odam ba odam dama yishafich. Amru tayra hatzal dama yishalzeh be dama yishalzeh. There's a halacha that a roidif is chayiv misa. And there was no kabbalah sa asra. Afilu hachi, the one who told the roidif this halacha, can now go kill the roidif. Zog the Gemara, it's mavur from this braisa that a reidif doesn't need asra. If there was no kabbalas asra and there was no hitarats melamisa, filoachi one can kill the reidif. The Gemara brings a raya from here that a reidif ain't tzarech asra. And the Gemara is matche the raya, ahi Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. The Gemara is matche the raya that this braisa is Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda holds chaver in tzarech asra, lefishtai nitna asra, lelahavchin ben shagig lemezid. And who had been according to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, Reidif Shei Reidif Achachaveri, there is no halacha v'atchiyater atzmei lemisa, and therefore it's nechsha v'asra, and we have no raya from here that a Reidif doesn't have the halacha v'asra. We can still say that one has to be master the Reidif that he's going to kill him before he actually goes and kills him. Zogt Achreinim, we see from this Gemara that according to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, afilo if we are not discussing a chaver, there is no halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa, one who goes over to a Reidif, there is no din of atchiyater atzmei lemisa according to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. The chayiv it's mavur like Tosfos first teretz that Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda is chaylik on this halacha of yumas hameis atchiyater atzmei lemisa. So why is it that Tosfos in the second teretz was mechadish that a chaver is nechshav ki ilu hitter atzmei lemisa? The chayiv it's mavur from the Gemara Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda doesn't hold of the halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa. The Blaze Moshe is miyashiv Tosfos second teretz and his first mefarish is citing this halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa. The halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa is not the way we are understanding until now, like the Maariz Chiyus understood it's exeris hakosav, one is only chayiv misa once he's matar atzmei lemisa. Zokta Blaze Moshe, the halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa is a chelik of the being mavchin being shogeg lemezid. One is only chayiv and oynish if we know the person was amazed. Until he's matar atzmei lemisa, we don't know bevados the person is amazed. He can always claim that he thought the master is making a mistake. If he doesn't say I'm a naskin on Yosef knowing that I'm chayiv miso, he could always claim that he thought the master was making a mistake, and when he comes to Bezdin will realize the mistake and he won't actually be chayiv miso. Therefore, the zalocha one is only chayiv and oynish if he's matar atzmei lemisa, if we know for sure he's amazed and he didn't think that the master was making a mistake. Zokta Blazer Moshe is called by a regular aveira where the oynish is going to Bezdin. He can say he thought the master was making a torus, and Bezdin will realize the mistake and not give him the oynish. My shenkin on the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara is discussing a reidif. When it comes to a reidif, the master himself is going to give the oynish. The master is going to kill the reidif. In Cain, the reidif can't say that he thought the master is making a mistake. Afilu if the master is making a mistake, the master is going to give him misa. So he knows with this that he's going to kill somebody else. This that he's being reidif achachaveira, he is going to be chayav misa. And afilu if the master is making a mistake, the master is the one who is going to kill him. So therefore over here, it doesn't apply the halacha of atchiyater atzmei lemisa. According to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, that asra is sheyavchin ben shogeg lemezid. As soon as the person gives the reidif the asra, we know for sure he's a mezid gomer at this point. There is no more avchana necessary. We know he's a vade mezid. We don't need any more of a raya that he's a mezid gomer, being that the master, the one who's going to kill him, told him that he is chayav misa for this maaser redifa. As soon as the person tells him that he's already a mezid gomer, therefore the Gemara understood, according to Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, there is no halacha by a reidif of atchiyater atzmei lemisa. This is nechsha v'asra, and we have no raya that reidif ain't tzarech asra. We can say that a reidif needs asra, but this is nechsha v'asra. Ulefize yesh liyashiv the kash of the Maariz Chiyus. The Maariz Chiyus asked on Tosfos second Teretz, what does Tosfos mean when he says that a chav is kilu hisser bei lechayvitz egzeres ha'kosav of atchiyater atzmei lemisa? According to Reb Lezer Moshe, that the halacha of atchiyata atzmei lemisa is not a halacha gzeres hakosav to be mekayim a din of atchiyata atzmei lemisa. Only until a person is matar atzmei lemisa, he can still claim he thought the master was making a toss. Calls that by a regular person getting a asra from Eidim, mashenkin a chava who knows the halacha, and we know that he knows that the master isn't making a toss. So just like we say chava ain't tzarech asra because he's already a mezid and lenit na asra lavchem in shaygig lemezid, Huadin a chaver is nechshav kilu hitter atzmei lemisa, being that the chaver knows the halacha and the chaver knows he is chayim misa. There is no halacha by a chaver of atchiyata atzmei lemisa. Zok places a chaver is nechshav kilu hitter atzmei lemisa. The Gemara is mamshich to be mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah asked the question, ma bein chakiris lebedikis? What's the chiluk between chakiris lebedikis? And the Mishnah is mefarish by chakiris. If one of the edim say eini yedeya, idusan is betela. If one of the Eidim doesn't know the answer to one of the Chakiris, the entire Eidus is bottled. But by Bedikis, if one of the Eidim says, Ein Yedeya, and Zokta Mishnah, Afilu Shnayim, Eimim, Ein Anu Yoidim, even if both Eidim say to one of the questions of the Bedikis, Ein Anu Yoidim, Afilu Achi Eidusan is Kayemes, Ein Yedeya is not a Me'akev by the Bedikis. And the Gemara asks on this Lashon of the Mishnah, Mai Afilu Shnayim, what's the Chiddush Afilu Shnayim, Eimim, Ein Anu Yoidim? Pshita, if one says Ein Yedeya Idusan is Kayemes, who then if they both say Ein Yedeya Idusan is Kayemes, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that Afilu Shnayim Oimim Ein Anu Yoidin Idusan is Kayemes? And the Gemara answers, Amrev Sheshes HaReisha Koyi, this that the Mishnah says Afilu Shnayim is going back on the Reisha. V'achika Amar, by Chakiris, where the Halacha is, if one of the Edim says Ein Yedeya Idusan is Betela, Zokta Mishnah, Afilu Shnayim, Oimim Yadanu, if there are three Eidim, and two of them say the answer to the Chakiris, they say Yadanu, Ve'echad Oimim, Ein Yedeya, Afilu Achi, Yedusan is Betela. Even though there are two Kosher Eidim saying over the Zman of the Chakiris, being that there's a third Eid who's saying Ein Yedeya, Yedusan is Betela. And the Gemara explains, Keman ki Rebbe Akiva, de Makish Shlesha L'Shnayim. It's going a libra de Rebbe Akiva is Makish Shlesha L'Shnayim. Rashi is Mefarish, which Rabbi Akiva are we referring to? We're referring to the Gemara Makis and Daf Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara, the Darshins, Ma Shnayim Einim Zoymim Ache Yuzmu Shnayim. Just like when it comes to two Eidim, they only become Eidim Zoymim when both Eidim are Huzam. Af Shloshton Ache Yuzmu Shloshton, we need all three Eidim to become Huzam in order to become Eidim Zoymim. Memela, when it comes to a cat of three Eidim, it's only if all three Eidim are Huzam, they become Eidim Zoymim. Being that we need all three Eidim to be Huzam, if one Eid says Ein Yedeya to one of the Chakiris, now his Eidus is Iyata Yachal La'azima, so it's E'efshet to be Mazim the Eidim. Being that one of the Eidim said Ein Yedeya, the entire Eidus is now an Eidus Iyata Yachal La'azima, Memele Zokta Mishnei Dusan Betela. And Rashi asks the Kasha that L'chayvid this Shita, this Joshua that he's bringing of Ache Yuzmu Shmashnayim Einim Zaymin Ache Yuzmu Shneim Af Shloshton Ache Yuzmu Shloshton is not really the Joshua of Rebbe Akiva. This is the Joshua of Reb Shimon and Makas and Daf Hei Amid Beis. And Reb Akiva Darshins and the Gemara and Makas and Daf Hei Amid Beis, Mashnayim Dimtzeechem Yem Kor Vepasol Eidusan Betela, so too by Shloshef, it's Dimtzeechem Yem Kor Vepasol Eidusan Betela. Zogt Rashi, Mikol Mokim, Reb Akiva is also maskim to Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva is Moisif on the Hekesh of Reb Shimon, he's Moisif this Hekesh of Mashnayim Dimtzeechem Yem Kor Vepasol Eidusan Betela, Av Shloshef Dimtzeechem Yem Kor Vepasol Eidusan Betela. But Avadir Bekiva is also masking to this Joshua of Reb Shimon. So when the Gemara says Keman Ke Bekiva, means really it's Keman, it's like the Joshua of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says, Mashnayim, we need Huzmu Shnayim, who are Din Shloshim, we need Huzmu Shloshton. And being that one of the Eidim said any Eidea, the Eidus is now an Eidus Sheiata Yachal Azima. Taisus and Divya Maschel, Keman Ke Bekiva is Chaylik and Rashi. And Taisus is Mefarish, when the Gemara says Keman Ke Bekiva, we don't mean the Joshua of Reb Shimon of Ache Yuzmu Shloshton. When the Gemara says Keman Ke Rebbe Akiva, we mean the Joshua of Rebbe Akiva and Makas Daf Hei Amid Beis. Rebbe Akiva Darshan Mashnayim Nimtza Echem Yem Kor Apostle. If you find one of the Eidim to be a Kor to be an Apostle and his Eidus is bottle, the entire cat is bottle because now we don't have any more two Eidim. Zokti Rebbe Akiva Ahekesh Mashnayim, that's the Allah Ahuadim by Shloisha, even though we have two Kosher Eidim left over, but if it's Nimtza Echem Yem Kor Apostle, the entire cat is bottle, the entire Eidus is bottle. Zoktais was the Gemara saying Keman ki Rebbe Akiva, just like Rebbe Akiva says by Nimtza Echem Yem Kor Vepasol, the entire cat is bottle. Who adin if one of the Eidim says Ein Yedeya, and now his Eidus is bottle with Machmas this that he answered the Chakira Ein Yedeya, it's an Eidus Yata Yochel Azima and his Eidus is bottle. he is considered as if a nimtza echem yam kar v'apostle, just like by nimtza echem yam kar v'apostle, the entire edus is batal. Who adin, if it's nimtza, one of the edim is an edus yata yachal azimo. He said, any edet to the chakivus, the entire edus is batal. And lechay, we have to explain why is it that Rashi wasn't mefarish like Tosfos. Tosfos is saying a more poshut pshat keman ke rekiva. We mean the Joshua of rekiva of nimtza echem yam kar v'apostle edusim b'teila. Just like by shnayim, this is the halacha. So too by shloisha, this is the halacha. Why is it that Rashi was Nimna and Rashi was Mefarish that we are referring to the Joshua of Reb Shimon, that Reb Akiva is also masking to Reb Shimon's Joshua, and that's what the Gemara means when it says Keman Ke Reb Akiva. And also to Chafarish Reb Bimai Pligi Rashi V'Taisvis, what's this Machlokes Rashi V'Taisvis, if Keman Ke Reb Akiva is referring to the Joshua of Reb Shimon or referring to the Joshua of Reb Akiva? The Gvuras Ariyan Makis and Avhei Amid Beis is Nistapik, what is the Allah of an Edis which is Batal Machmas Achshah Sheker? It wasn't Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle of Psula Guf. One of the Eidim wasn't found to be Be'etzem Apostle for the Eidis, only there was a Chshah Sheker on the Eidis, and therefore Bezdin wasn't Mekabel the Eidis. And the Gvur Sari gives a Moshel, if one of the Eidim was found to be a Rosh HaDechamas, when it comes to a Rosh HaDechamas, it's not a Psula Guf, he's not a Apostle of Eid, only there's a Chshah Sheker, we are Chishish, he's being Meshaker, and therefore Bezdin isn't Mekabel the Eidis. The Gvuras Ariyah is in this topic, what is the halacha b'negeya this Joshua Rebbe Akiva of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Mashnayim by Nimtza Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilu so too by Shloisha, this is the halacha. Is it dafka by a Psul Aguf, if one of them is found to be a Korv or found to be a Rosh who is a Psul Aguf, in those Eifanim we say the entire Edus is bottled, but if it's only a Chshah Sheker that Bezdin is Cheshish, there's a lie, but it's not Be'etzim a Psul, in such a case, the halacha would be that the edus of the shar is kayim, and if there are two kosher edim, the edusim would be kayim. So do we say, afilu, if it's nimtza, one of the edim to be a chshah sheker, that we can't be mekabel is edus over there. Also, the halacha is nimtza echem yam kor v'apostle edusim b'teilo, the edus of the entire kat is bottle. And the Gvuras Ariyah brings a raya from our Tosfos. The Gvuras Ariyah brings a raya from Shitas our Tosfos. If one of the edim say to the question of the chakiris in the idea, Tosfos says it as the halacha of nimtza echem yam kor v'apostle edusim b'teilo. So the Gvuras Ariyah, if one of the edim say to the chakir in the idea, the reason why we can't be mekabel is edus is because it's edus shi'ata yachol azimo. Being that he said in the idea to this man of when he's being made on, it's now an edus shi'ata yachol azimo. Other edim can't say, but in that time yimana yisam b'makom pliny. But the entire psul is a din of edus shi'ata yachol azimo. The halach of edus shi'ata yachol azimo, zok the Gvuras Ariyah, is a chshah sheker. We are chayshish, the edim are lying, being that the edim can come to the azama, they aren't afraid of lying. It's only edim who can come to the azama are afraid of lying, that we assume the edim are saying the truth. Mashenki, when it comes to edim who are not afraid of becoming huzam, they cannot become huzam with a taina v'mona yisam b'makom pliny. He said, any edet to the chakiris. On such an edis, there's a chshah sheker. Zokta Gvuras Ariyah, in Afilo Achir, we see Tosfos says, on the Eidus, where one of the Eidim said in the Eidea, it has the halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilo. So as we see, Afilo, if one of the Eidim, his Eidus became bottled because of a Chshah Sheker, not because of a Psul Aguf, Afilo Achir, the halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilo applies, and the entire Eidus would be bottled. Who would then, if one of the Eidim was found to be a Rosh HaDecham, Misagam, there's two other kosher Eidim, being that one of the Eidim has a Chshah Sheker and his Eidus is bottle, we have the Allah of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilo. And the Chayv this that Rashi wasn't Mefarish like Tosfos is because Rashi holds that Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle is Dafka by a Psul Aguf. If one of the Eidim was found to be a Korv, or one of the Eidim was found to be a real Rasha, or Rasha with a Psul Aguf, in these cases where the Eid was found, he's not ready to be an Eid Bechlal, but if in Zeh we have the Allah of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilo. But Rashi holds if the Eidus was only bottled because of a Chshah Sheker, that Bezdin is Cheshish, one of the Eidim is lying, so Bezdin isn't Mekabel the Eidus, but the Eid is not Be'etzim Apostle Eid. But if in Zeh, we don't have the Allah of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle Edusim B'Teilo, Memelo Rashi cannot be Mefarish like Tosfos. Rashi can't be Mefarish. The reason why if one of the Eidim said any Yedeh to a Chakira, we would say they do some B'Teilo is Machmas the Allah of Nimtza Echem Yam Kor V'Apostle. Therefore, Rashi was mefarish that we are referring to the Joshua of Reb Shimon, their need of Achiyuz Mushloshtan, and being that the third Eid can't come to the Azama, because he said, any Eidet to the Chakiris, Mamela, the entire Eidus is bottled, because none of the Eidim could come to the Azama, and now the entire Eidus is an Eidus Yata Yachal Azima, and the Gemara is now referring to the Joshua of Reb Akiva, it's referring to the Joshua of Reb Shimon. The Gemara asks on this Teretz of Rav Sheshes, when the Mishnah says Afilu Shnayim Oimim Einon Yoidin Edusan Kayemes, and Rav Sheshes is Mefarish, it's going on Chakiris, even if two say Yadanu and Echodai Meni Yedei Dusan is Betelo, which is Keman Kebe Akiva. In fact, Rava, the Mishnah doesn't say Dusan Betelo, the Mishnah says Afilu Shnaim, Im Eino Neyoidim Edusan is Kayemes. It's master from the Mishnah that the Afilu Shnaim is going on a case of Edusan Kayemes, not on a case of Edusan Betelo. And if Rava is Mukim the Mishnah, Hochi Kaoma Afilu Bach Akiva Shnaim, Imim Yadanu. Even if two Edim say Yadanu, ve'echad oimer eini yedeyas, we have two Edim answering the question, they answered all the chakiris, and a third Edu says eini yedeya, zok the Mishnah Edusan is kayemes, keman de loiker bekiva. The Mishnah is telling us, halacha, by chakiris, afilu if there are two kosher Edim saying Yadanu, we have a third Ed saying eini yedeya, still being that there are two kosher Edim, Edusan is kayemes, which is keman de loiker bekiva, because according to bekiva, the Fishitas Rashi, we need actually use Mushloshtam, we need Azaman, all three, and Mamelitz Neidish Shiata Yachal Azim, if one eight says in Yedeya, and according to Taisus, would be Nimtza Echamiam Koyve Apostle, and Edusan would be Betela. But Al Koponim Rava is Mukim the Mishnah by a case of Shnaim Emim Yadanu, Ve'echot Emim in Yedeya by Chakivis, Afiloachi Edusan is Kayemis, Deloike Rebbe Akiva. The Rambam in Perek Beis Neilchus Eidus Halacha Gimel Paskins, if there are Eidim or Reuben, if there are more than two Eidim, Lamashlif, to a three Eidim, and two of the Eidim answer all the Chakivis, and the third Eid says, Eini Yedea, on one of the questions of the Chakivis, Rambam Paskins, Teskayim or Eidus Beshnayim, Paskins, the Rambam, that Eidusan is Kayemis, being that we have two Kosher Eidim, Teskayim or Eidus Beshtayim. And the Rambam is passing the halacha of our Mishnah, Liba the Rava, the Rava was Mukim the Mishnah by Chakiris Afilu Shnayim, saying that they know all the Chakiris, and Ashlishi says, Eini Yedei Afilu Achi Edusun is Kayemes, Keman Delei Kirbe Kiva. In fact, the Achreinim, the Gemara comes out, it's Keman Delei Kirbe Kiva, and the Rambam paskins the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam paskins the Hekesh from Shnayim to Shleisha, Ma Shnayim Dimsechem Yam Korve Posle Dusan Betela, Av Shleisha Dimsechem Yam Korve Posle Dusan is Betela. And the Rambam also paskins the Joshua of Reb Shimon, Mashnayim, that they don't become Zayman until Tuzmu Shnayim, or we heard him by Shloisha, they don't become Zayman until Tuzmu Shloshton. So Lechayef, the Gemara is Mukim, the Mishnah, the Lekir of Akiva, and the Mishnah is saying the Halacha of our Mishnah is not like the Joshua of Makas and Afayim at Beis, and the Rambam paskins this Halacha of the Gemara and Makas and Afayim at Beis. How is it that the Rambam can paskin the Halacha of our Mishnah, Liba de Rava? That if two of the Edim say Yedeya Ani, they answer all the Chakiris, and the third Eid says Eini Yedeya Tiskayim Eidus Bishtayim. The Rambam Paskin Eidusan is Kayemus Lachay. The Rambam Shapaskin like Rebbe Akiva. Shapaskin Nimtzeichem Yam Korvei Paskin Eidusan is Betela. And if one Eid says Eini Yedeya, we should say that the entire Eidus is Batal Machmas this Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korvei Paskin. And the Achreinim say two chilukim between the Halacha of Rebbe Akiva and the halacha that the Rambam is passing where one of the Edim said, Eini Yedeya. It's Eini Daime, the case of Nimtza Echem, Yam Korv, Apostle, where one of the Edim was found to be a Korv, one of the Edim was found to be an Apostle. It's Eini Daime to this halacha, the Rambam, where one of the Edim said, Eini Yedeya. The Nesivis and Simon Lamad Aleph, Siv Katan Bez, is Mechalik. So the Nesivis, we only say the halacha of Nimtza Echem, Yam Korv, Apostle, by a Psul Aguf. But if one says Eini Yedeya, where it's not a Psul Aguf, similar to the Sfar, which we said earlier, why Rashi was Chilik on Taisvis. Dr. Rambam, it's Dafka by a Psul Aguf. We say the Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle, Mashenkin saying any idea is not a Psul Aguf. It's only that Bezdin can't be Mekabel, the Eidus, being that he said any idea to one of the Chakivis. When Melech, Dr. Rambam, the Halacha is that the sky is Eidus Pishtayim. We don't say the Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle. The Chazanish is Mechalik, that's Cholok, the Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle, from when one of the Eidim said any idea. Zok the Chazanish, if one of the Edim said Eini Yedeya, it's not an Edis Bechlal. Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle, the Korev and the Apostle are coming and saying an Edis to Mitzurf to the Kat Edim. And now they are Nimtzeh to be Korev Apostle, being that they are a Chiluk of the Kat, and they were found to be a Korev Apostle, Edusan is Betela. Bashenkin, if one of the Edim said Eini Yedeya, he didn't say an Edis Bechlal, he's Bechlal, not an Ed, he's not a Chiluk of the Kat, and therefore we don't say the Allah of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle, Edusan Betela. The Akoparim, the Achreinim are being mechalik between the Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle with the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe Akiva that Edusan is Betela Mashenkin. If one of the Edim said in Yedeya, there we don't say the Halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle Edusan Betela, we Paskins like the Rambam Tiskayim Edis Beshtayim. Only Lechayvich Shref from the Gemara said over this Halacha, if two Edim said that they know and the third said in Yedeya, Edusan Kayemez, like the Gemara's command the Lake Rebbe Akiva. So the Gemara is Nedama, our case, to the case of Rebbe Akiva of Nimtzeichem Yam Korev Apostle. And the Chayyidus is Shver on the Rambam, Hakad Rambam Paskin, that the Sky Meidus Beshtayim, The Chazanish Mikoyach, this Kasha, says the Rambam wasn't Geiris, Kimandalei Kebekiva. The Rambam didn't have this Girsa in his Gemara, and if according to the Rambam, the Gemara Kutchtim Aliva Debekiva. And the Gemara holds of these chalukim that we said earlier, either because it's not a psul aguf, like we said, why the nesivus was mechalak between the case of nimtzeichem yamkar apostle to where one of the edim said in yedeh, like the chiluk of the chaznish that in yedeh is bechalal not in edis, but al kopanim the Rambam paskim the halacha of our mishnah and he held it's loy domi to rekiva because he wasn't gayus in the Gemara the gedis that the Gemara ends off kemanda like rekiva. The Gemara is mamshich Rav Kahana and Rav Safu learning Sanhedrin by Rabbah. What are you saying in Maseches Sanhedrin? What are you saying in the regular sugyas of Sanhedrin? So he asked them, my kashilach, what do you have shver that you're asking? My amisuba yamalein b'diktoni, they have shver our Mishnah. Our Mishnah asks, ma bein chakiris lebedikis, by chakiris, echodem in yedei aydusan is betayla. If one of the Edom say in Yedei Eidusan is Betela, Mashenkin by Bedikis, Amarechad in Yedei, Afilu Shnayim, Oimimein on Yoidin Eidusan is Kayemis. So, in fact, the Gemara, why should there be such a chiluk between Bedikis and Chakiris? Michti, Yidi, Vidi, Deraisi, both of Bein Bedikis, Bein Chakiris are learnt out from Sukkim, Ramideraiso, Maishna Chakiris and Maishna Bedikis. And the Gemara answered, Amaleach Yashta Bachakivis, Amarechad of any idea, Eidusan is Betela, because if one of the Edom says any idea, it's Eidus Sheiata Yochel Azimo. Being that Bezdin now doesn't know the exact time of the Eidus, other Edom can't come and say that it's Edom Shakronim Haim, that Imanu Yisam Bemokim Pliny. Being that we don't know the exact time they're being made on, so we cannot have other Edom come and say Imanu Yisam Bemokim Pliny at that time. Ashenkin, when it comes to the Bedikis, because it's an Eidus she'ata yochel azima, the Eidus is still able to come to the azama, or the Eidim can come and say imanu yisam b'makom pliny, and therefore being that it's still an Eidus she'ata yochel azima, we say that Allah is amarechad mehem eini yedei Eidusan is kayemes. And the etzem halacha that Eidus has to be in order to be kosher, an Eidus she'ata yochel azima, there's a psul of Eidus she'ata yochel azima, it's yedua. The Achreinim Achreiker, what is the pshat that Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima, the Eidus is bottle? We mentioned earlier the tzad of the Gvurus Ari and Makas and Afei Amid Beis, this that we say Eidus has to be Yochel Azima, if it's Iata Yochel Azima, the Eidus is bottle, is because of a chshah sheker. The only reason why we can accept an Eidim, we can assume that two Eidim that come and say an Eidus, they are saying the truth, is because the Eidim have a pachad, the Eidim are afraid that they might come to the Azama. Being that the Edom are afraid they might come to the Azama, we could assume that the Edom are saying the truth. The Edom won't be Meshaker because an Edom Zemim can come and say, Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny, and these Edom will get the Oynish of Kasher Zamam Lasis La'achiv. So it's through this year of the Edom that it's Yachal La'azima that the Edom will get the Oynish of Kasher Zamam Lasis La'achiv. Therefore, we assume the Edom are saying the truth and we can accept their Edis. Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The Viamaskal Chakivis Amarechad in Yedei Dusan Betela is Mashma different Shad, and this that we say Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima Eidusan is Betela. Rashi is Mirfarish that Sheva Chakivis Mikroin Afkelon Ubainam Bekulu Shete Yochel Azimon. Through all the Chakivis, we need it to be Yochel Azimon, the Azama Ksivabo, the Chivan the Omer in Yedei Yata Yochel Azima. Zogt Rashi that the Sheva Chakivis Aksivi Bekro. We dash it from the Pasuk to Sheva Chakivis being that Eidus is Azama Ksivabos, and the Pasuk says you should be Chaykis 7 Chakivis. Mele, we dash it from the Pasuk that Eidus has to be Yochel Azima. According to Rashi, it's not the Pshat because of a Chashaka, that the only reason why we assume Eidim are saying the truth is if they have a Yira that they might come to the Azama and get the Oynish of Kash Azamim Lasis Lachiv. According to Rashi, it's Exeris Akosav by all Eidus that Eidus has to be Yochel Azima, and if the Eidus is Iata Yochel Azima, Eidusan is Betela. Just like it's Exeris Akosav that we should be Makabel to Eidim Apishnaim Eidim Yochem Dover, the Torah is also Gezer that it's Dafka Eidish at the Yochel Lazima, but if it's Iata Yochel Lazima, Eidusan is Betela. And I in the Kaibichirum in Ksubis, Eiskov Gimel, Dar Samech in Perichof Milchus Eidis, are Marech on this Chakira. What is the Pshad in Eidish at the Yochel Lazima, Eidusan Betela? Is it a Chshah Sheker? Is it Exeris Akosav? The Eidis has to be Yochel Lazima, and if it's Iata Yochel Lazima, the Eidis is Batul. The Gemara continues to be mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us the Allah if mitoich the chakiris they are machish each other. Echad eimer b'shnayim b'chodesh ve'echad eimer b'shloisha b'chodesh. If one of the Eidim said it was b'shnayim b'chodesh and the second Eid said it was b'shloisha b'chodesh, so the Mishnah Eidusan is kayemes, and the Mishnah is mefarish is a yedeya b'iburish al chodesh. We assume one of the Eidim knew b'iburish al chodesh ve'zein yedeya b'iburish al chodesh. We assume that the second aid did not know Biburish al Chodesh, and that's why he said the wrong day, but they are both referring to the same day, and therefore we say that Allah is a dusan is kayemis. Taisis and our sugyan de Vermaschel Shazayadeh Biburish al Chodesh asks, how can we just assume that one of the Edom knows Biburish al Chodesh, and the second aid is making a mistake, Biburish al Chodesh, and therefore a dusan is kayemis? Why don't we just ask him if he knows the Ibur Yishal Chodesh and ask him if they're both referring to the same day? Why are we not Mevar which day he's referring to when he says Beshlishi B'Chodesh? Is he referring to the day of Beshlishi or is he really referring to Besheni and he was Ta B'Ibur Yishal Chodesh? Why is it that we assume he is making a toss without asking him to Mevar which day he's referring to? And Taisus answers the Shaper Yidaikinan, we do ask him, we don't have to ask him Beferish which day he's referring to. Being that we ask him Be'ez Yom Umechavnum Liamechad, we ask him which day of the week, and we see they are both referring to the same day of the week. So we know that they are both referring to the same day. We could assume this that he said the wrong date. He said Beshlishi Bechodesh, even though he was referring to the day of the week, which we know is Besheni Bechodesh. So we see he is Tav Beiburish Lachodesh, but it's not an assumption Beis Din makes without being Mevar. It's after they're both Mechavnum to the same day of the week. So now we see he is Tav Beiburish Lachodesh, and that's why Edusan is Kayemis. And Taisus then asks Apiyas Teretz if the reason why we assume he was taught Be'iburish HaChodesh is because they're both Mechavnin Neidusan Li'aymechel, they're both referring to the same day of the week. So for Taisus, how is it that the Gemara in Ben Sayru Moiran Daf Samech Teslam and Aleph brings a raya from our Mishnah that we're holchen Basar Aroiv by Dina Nefashis? And the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah that we assume in our Mishnah that Zeh Yedea Be'iburish HaChodesh Vezeh Ein Yedea Be'iburish HaChodesh. In fact, the Gemara is only a Rav. There is a tzad of a miyat that he wasn't really taught in Iburish al Chodesh, and it is really machish Eidusan. Afiluachi, we say Eidusan is Kayemis, and somebody is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara brings a Rayaf miyat of a holchin basar Rav by Dina Nefashis. In fact, Taisus, what's the Rayaf of a holchin basar Rav by Dina Nefashis? Being that we are Mevar afterwards, they're both referring to the same day of the week. When we ask him, Be'ezah Yom Bishavua, they're both Mechabnin Yom Echot. So we see Beferish he was taught in Iburish al Chodesh. So what's the Raya Bechlal that we go Basar Rav by Dina Nefashis? And Taisus answered him, Isa de la Azlinam Basar Ruba would be like a Chayzer Omagat. Being that he said Beshlishi Bechodesh, and we're not Azlinam Basar Ruba to assume that he was taught in Iburish al Chodesh. If by Dina Nefashis there would be no halacha of going Basar Rav, even if afterwards he's Mechavnin Neidusan Liyam Echad by the Yom HaShavua, Afilachi would be considered a chayzer magid, and the halachi is by edis kivan sheeged shuvah in a chayzer magid. So Mimelo, we would not be able to mekabel his edis when he says which day of the week it is. From this that we are mekabel his edis of which day of the week it is, and we see that the mechavnin edusan liyam echad are both referring to the same day of the week, and we could assume that he was taught in Iburish al chaydish, and if it's not considered a chosh and edusan is kayemis, the gemara daf samachtes has a raya that we holchim basar arayv by dinan nefashis, and we assume he was taught in Iburish al chaydish. And this that Taisus is Mefarish, the Raya of the Gemara, Daf Samach Tes, it's Dafka because we go Basar Rav that one can be Chayzer, and if the Mechavnin Eidusan Liyam Echad by the Yom HaShavua, we could assume he was taught in Iburish al Chodesh, but if not for the fact that we go Basar Rav, we would assume he's a Chayzer Magen, and Afilu if he's Mechavnin Eidusan Liyam Echad, and we see he was taught in Iburish al Chodesh, Afilu Achid would say, Kivan Chigit Shuvah in a Chayzer Magen, the Tumim in Simon Chav Tes brings a Raya from this Taisus to Yeshita. We mentioned earlier in the Perek, the Shita of the Tumim, that the Allah of Kivin Shigit Shuvah and Achayzu Magid is Chalm V'yad B'Shasti HaGodas Aedis. Afilu before it's Nigma the Chakiris, before the Aedim finished answering all the questions of the Chakiris, the Aedim cannot be Chayzu from the Aedis. We already say the Allah of Kivin Shigit Shuvah and Achayzu Magid. Dr. Tumim arrived from this Taisvis says that once the Aedim say which Yom HaChodesh, he said Sheini B'Chodesh and he says Shlishi B'Chodesh, even if the Mechavn Eidusan Liyamecha to the Yom HaShavua, they cannot be Chayzer from this that they said Shlishi B'Chodesh. Taisus says we would say Kivan Cheget Shuvayna Chayzer Magad. It's Dafka because we go Basar Rav and we assume he was taught in Iburish HaChodesh, therefore we can be Mechavl as Eidus when they are Mechavn Eidusan Liyamecha to the Yom HaShavua. But Avada the Redi is Chal the Aloch of Kivan Cheget Shuvayna Chayzer Magad. And the Achreinim say two terutzim to this Raya of the Tumim. The Nesivis in Simen Chav Tesif gotten Aleph is Miyashiv, this that we say, that one can be Chayzer from his Eidus after the Agada, as long as it wasn't yet Nigma the Chakiris, a person can still be Chayzer from his Eidus, and we don't say the Halacha of Kivan Shigat Shuvah in a Chayzer Magad, is Dafka to be Chayzer to be Mevatal the Eidus. If a person said an Eidus and we take the Chakiris, the middle of the Chakiris, he wishes to be Chayzer and say that the Eidus is not true, we do not say the Halacha of Kivan Shigat Shuvah in a Chayzer Magad. But we only say this Halacha to be Mevatal the Eidus, he can be Chayzer from the Eidus and say the Eidus isn't true. But if the Eidus is becoming bottle mitecha achosha that the Eidim are machish themselves, one cannot be choizer from his Eidus to be mekayim the Eidus. He can only be choizer from the Eidus to be mevatel the Eidus, but he can't be choizer from the Eidus, be choizer from what he said earlier, in order to make that the Eidus shouldn't be hochash to be mekayim the Eidus, and now the two Eidim should be saying the same story and the Eidus should be kayim. Once the Eidus is hochash, a person cannot be choizer from what he said earlier to be, in order to make it that it shouldn't be hochash to be mekayim the Eidus, and now we should say dusan is kayemis and it's not an Eidus mochashis. So Dr. Nesivas, even though a person can be chayzer to mevatel the Eidus and say this that he was meyed isn't true, and we don't say the halach of kivin shigat shuvah in a chayzer umagid, is dafka to mevatel his Eidus. Mashenkin Tais is referring to a case where the Eidim were machish themselves, one said sheni b'chaydish, one said shlishi b'chaydish, and now he wishes to be chayzer, he's coming to say which day of the week it was, it's going to really be sheni b'chaydish, he's being chayzer from this that he said shlishi b'chaydish, in order to make another Eidus mucheshes, we do not say a person can be chayzer to be mekayim the Eidus, when mele we have the halach of kivin shigat shuvah in a chayzer umagid. The Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Chav Zayin, in Tzivkotn Chav Gimel, is mefarish that this that we say, that it's not chal the halach of kivin shigat shuvah in a chayzer umagid until the seif achakiris, and a person can be chayzer from his Eidus, cause man it wasn't yet nigma the chakiris, is dafka if he wishes to be chayzer from the entire Eidus. A person comes in with a story that Reuven killed Shimon. Until it's nigma the chakivis, he can be chayzer from the Eidus and say this Eidus was bodem Eliba, he created this Eidus, he made it up, and he can be chayzer from the Eidus. But Dr. Divrei Yecheskel, it's dafka to be chayzer from the entire Eidus, then we say that there is no halach of kivin shegid, being that the entire Eidus wasn't nigma yet. The Eidus wasn't yet nigma, and he can be chayzer from the entire story. But Shekhi, when it comes to each chakira by itself, when he's answering what time the Eidus took place, as he's answering each chakira and each bedika by itself, each chakira and each bedika is halacha of the Eidus by itself. And in each chakira, once that chakira is nigma, a person can't be chayzer from that chakira. He can't be chayzer from the answer he gave to that bedika once that bedika is nigma. So the Divrei Yecheskel, the halacha is that a person can be chayzer from the entire Eidus and say that he made up that Reuven killed Shimon. Being that the Eidus wasn't yet Niskabel and Bezdin, it wasn't yet a full Akkad, this Eidus until Achak Marach Akivis, then the Eidus is Nigma, so a person can be Chayzer and say that he made up that Reuven killed Shimon. Mashenki, when it comes to the answer he gave to the Chakivis, he said Beshlishi Bechaydish, and now he wishes to be Chayzer and say Besheni Bechaydish, on that a person can't be Chayzer, that Eidus is Nigma Beshasi answers the question to the Chakiro, the Melech Zoktosis, if not for the fact that we go Basar Rav, and we assume that he was taught in Ibur Yishal Chaydish, we would say Kivin Chayget Shuvah in a Chayzer Magid, and he can't be Chayzer from this that he says Shlishi B'Chaydish, Agam that V'Chaylik on the Tumim, and we hold that a person can be Chayzer from his Eidus, cause man, it wasn't yet Nigma the Chakiris. Our component to summarize, we said over the Chakir of the Achreinim, and this that with the Gemara is Mefarish, the Chil between Bedikis and Chakiris is by Chakiris, it's Eidus Sha'ata Yochol La'azimah, Mashenkin by Bedikis, it's Eidus Sha'ata Yochol La'azimah. And the Achreinim clear, what is the psul of Eidus Yata Yochol La'azima? Is it a chshah sheker, being that the Eidim aren't afraid that they can be bullied, they azoma, that they'll get the oinish of kash azomim lasis la'ochiv, therefore we can't assume the Eidus are Eidim are saying the truth. Eidim are only believed if there's a yira, if they are afraid that they're going to get the oinish of kash azomim lasis la'ochiv. And we said, over this is the sheet of the Gvur Sari and Makas and Afhe Amid Beis. He said that Rashi in our Mishnah is mashma that Eidus Yata Yochol Azim is not in order that the Eidim should be afraid that they should be able to get the Einish of Kash Azam Lasayis La'ochit. It's a Xeris Akosa that the Pasuk was Mechadish to Shevach Akiris. It's Mistavir, the Pasuk is telling us this din that we said that Eidim that Ahuzam Mekash Azam Lasayis La'ochit, that's Me'akiv, that Eidim have to be able to receive this Einish. It's Dafke Eidus Yata Yochol Azimo, and it's Mitecha Xeris Akosa, and not for Svar, that if not for the fact that it's Yochol Azimo, we are Cheshish to Eidim are lying. And we said, over Abachonin and our Sameach, a Mayrich in this Chakiva, what is the psul of Eidus Sha'ata Yochol Azim, is a Chshah Sheker, or is it a Xeris HaKosuv? We then said, over on the Halach of the Mishnah says, if one Eid said B'Sheni B'Chaydish, and one Eid said B'Shlishi B'Chaydish, Eidusen is Kayemis, because they Yedea B'Ibur Yishal Chaydish, and they Ein Yedea in Ibur Yishal Chaydish. And Taizvus asks, how can we assume that he's being taught in Ibur Yishal Chaydish? Why don't we ask him and see if he knows when Ibur Yishal Chaydish was, when he said Shlishi B'Chaydish, which day was he referring to? And Taisvah says, being that they are mechavnin neidusim to which day of the week, that's kilo, we are asking if he, and we see for sure that he made a mistake in Ibur Yishal Chodesh, he said Shlishi B'Chodesh, but he said the day of the week, which is really Sheni B'Chodesh. So Melo, we see he made a toss in Ibur Yishal Chodesh, and therefore we could assume there was a mistake in neidusim is Kayemis. And Taisvah then asks in Cain, what's the right to the Gemara of Samech Tes has that we go Basarei B'Din in the Foshes, because we are told that he was taught in Ibur Yishal Chodesh. And Taisvah said, if not for the fact that we go Basarei by Dina Nefashis, he would not be able to be Chayzer from this that he said Shlishi B'Chaydish. We would say Kivan Shegit Shuvay Nechayzu Amagid. It's dafka because we assume he was Tony Buish Lachodesh that we go Basar Raiv. Therefore, he can be Chayzu, and even though he said Shlishi Bachodesh, he could still tell us the day of the week, which we see as Sheni Bachodesh, and will be Taylor that he was Tony in any Buish Lachodesh. The Tumim and Simon Chav Tes brings a raya from this Taisvus to Hashita. The Tumim holds this that we say Kivan Shegit Shuvay Nechayzu Amagid is Chal Miyad Bishas De Agada. I feel if it wasn't yet Nigma, the Chakiris and Bezdin, still a person can't be Chayzu from his Edis. And Dr. Tumi arrived from Taisvis that there's a loch of Kivan Chigit, Afilu Teich the Chakiris. And we said over two Tirutzim from the Achreinim, the Nesivis and Simon Chavtes is Mefarish that a person can be Chayzim, be Teich the Chakiris, only if he's coming to Mevatel the Edis. But a person cannot be Chayzim from the Edim, if the Edis be Teich the Chakiris and the Bedikus was Huchash, he cannot be Chayzim from an answer he said by the Chakiris in order to be Mekayim the Edis. On that area, we have the loch of Kivan Chigit, Shuvay and Chayzim Magit. We said also a second teretz from the Divrei Yecheskel. This that we say a person can be chayzer from the edus until acher gemara chakiris is dafka from the entire edus from the ikar edus itself that he's been made that Reuven killed Shimon. He can be chayzer until that edus is neskabel and bezn until acher gemara chakiris. Mashenkin each chakir and each bedika is an edus by itself, which is nigma b'shas he's made the edus. Meila a person can't be chayzer from an answer which he gave to the bedikas and the chakiris, and that we say the halacha of kivan chigit shuvin a chayzer magid. And the Etzem Halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, where one Eid said B'Sheni B'Chodesh and the second Eid said B'Shlishi B'Chodesh, we are Taylor, one of the Eidim made a mistake, B'Bura D'Yarcha. The Gemara asks, Ad Kamo, until how far into the month are we still Taylor? The Eid made a mistake, B'Bura D'Yarcha. Om Rav Acha B'Chanina, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanan, Ad Rubei Shal Chodesh. Until halfway through the month, until Reiv HaChodesh, we are still Taylor that the Eid made a mistake, B'Bura D'Yarcha. After more than Rubei Shal Chodesh, we are no longer Taylor that the Eid made a mistake, B'Bura D'Yarcha. At that point, he would have already realized his mistake. What is the Shia of Rubei Shal Chodesh? Rashi and Divrei Maschov, Ad Rubei Shal Chodesh is Mefarish Av Mekan Ve'Elech, and Zok Rashi an example, Kegoin. If one Eid said Be'esrim, and one Eid said Be'esrim Ve'echot, one Eid said Be'chof Be'chodesh, and the second Eid said Be'chof Aleph Be'chodesh, then we're not Taylor B'Ibra Chodesh that the Eid is making a mistake, B'Bura D'Yarcha. And that's considered a achosha, and the edus is bottle. The mashmoyus of Rashi is that one eid said be'esim v'chodesh, and one eid said be'esim v'echad. It's mashmoyus. Rashi is just giving a mashal ba'alma. Rubei shal chodesh means more than halfway through the month from tes zayin v'chodesh on, and Rashi is giving a mashal echad eimer be'esim v'echad eimer be'esim v'echad. The lecha mishnah in her perek beis milchis edus halacha dalad is mefarish that Rashi is dafka. The Mishnah brings the Shitas Rashi is Rubei Shal Chodesh is from Chof Chodesh onwards. Rashi picks a Moshel of Bechof Bechodesh and Bechof Aleph Bechodesh because Rubei Shal Chodesh is from Chof Bechodesh and on. But from Tez Zayim, from Tez Zayim Bechodesh until Chof Bechodesh, we are still tailored that the Eid is making a mistake by Ibura D'Yarcha. And the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchaseid is Alach Adalad Paskins. If Eid Echot says B'Reviv, Eid Echot says B'Chamishi, we are Taylor, he's making a Torah B'Ibur D'Yarcha. In Dr. Yamam, it's only up until Chatzi HaChodesh. Aval Acher Chatzi HaChodesh, Kigoyin, one says B'Shisha Osir, and the second one says B'Shiva Osir, even though it's Kivnush, namely Yom Echot, we are not Taylor, that is a Torah in Ibur D'Yarcha, and then Edusan is B'Tayla, Agamdei Mechavnu Yom Echot, when it came to the Yom HaShavua. The Yamam is Mefurish, that Rubei Shal Chodesh is from Tez Zayin B'Chodesh onwards, where Reiv HaChodesh is already Yotza. From that point on, we are now Taylor that one of the Eidim made a mistake, B'Ibur D'Yarcha. And the Lecha Mishnah brings that the Rashi is Chilik, and the Rambam Rashi holds that there will be a Taylor B'Ibur D'Yarcha up until Chof B'Chodesh. And the Lecha Mishnah asks, why is it that Rashi didn't explain Kipshutai? Why was Rashi Mefarish Chof B'Chodesh? Why wasn't Rashi Mefarish Rubei Shal Chodesh Kipshutai from Tez Zayin B'Chodesh onwards? There is an Eidim in the Achreinim, Rabbi Akiva Eger in Chosh HaMishpat and Simen Lamed on the Sma Ois Chav Dalet, he dons if the Eidim are being made after Reiv HaChodesh from Tez Zayin B'Chodesh or from Chof B'Chodesh onwards, but they're being made on a Uvda from on Gimel B'Chodesh or on Beis B'Chodesh on the earlier part of the month. Do we say the Eid made a mistake B'Ibur D'Yarcha Mitchila and now the Eid is being made based on his mistake, or do we say being that it's Yotzer Rubei Shal Chodesh and Mistama the Eid realized his mistake? If the Eidim are saying the Eid is after Rubei Shal Chodesh Agamda being made on a Uvda from before Rubei Shal Chodesh, being that the Eid Mistama realized his mistake, it's considered a Achosha and a Dusan is Betela. Rabbi Akiva Eger is Machriya that we assume that once the Eid made a mistake and his Taka B'Liboy, he already assumed that the Uvda happened on Gimel B'Chodesh, even though later on he realized that he made a mistake when he was taught in Ibur de Yarcha. Mikamakan, once it's already Niska Beliba, and the way he has it in his memory that it happened on Gimel B'chodesh, Agami realized he made a mistake in Ibur de Yarcha. He's not going to realize that he made a mistake in remembering that it's Gimel B'chodesh, and he can still be Taylor his Taos that he made his he could still be Taylor the Achosha that the two Eidim Amachish themselves that they were taught in Ibur de Yarcha, and it would still be a Dusan Kayemes. We would not say the Alocha that a Dusan is B'Taylor.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.